from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why do stores that make these prepackaged salads and sell them, why do they have to make it just a little bit tougher? Like, it's already salad. All right, salad is a tough sell if you prefer sugar over good things for you. But I'm eating the salad, and I'm like, man, there should be some croutons with this. At which point, I see at the bottom of the salad, a clear container with about 7 croutons in it. You put the chicken on top, you put the cheese on top, you put the shaved carrots on top, you put the salad dressing on top. Couldn't it put croutons on top? Because right now, I have a clear plastic bag with ranch dressing on it because I didn't see it until after I started consuming the salad. I'm just saying, like, just thinking out loud here. Just maybe, who looks at the bottom of the salad for anything that is in a bag? All right? Can we get our heads? I told you, Tigers can get out of the cage today. I'm feeling better. All right? It's probably better that today was a solo show. And that Dusty, and we expect Dusty to be back tomorrow, of course. Hi, Dusty. Hope you're doing well, buddy. But, yeah, like, it's probably better that he's not here to catch strays directly from me. And that this is therapy today. We had Jim Costa on. I just haggled with him for a few minutes. So I'm feeling better. But let's do better there, Salad Builders of America. By the way, training camp kicks off in West Virginia Thursday. And the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Crew of Daryl and Andy have you covered. Subscribe to the podcast now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. We will have some Browns talk today, some AFC North talk on the way as training camp opens up. And some see the parallels between one often injured AFC North quarterback and our oft-injured AFC North quarterback. I do not. We'll get to that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But we're having the Evan Mobley conversation today. And I know I'm not the only person who was like, well, that's awesome. Evan Mobley wants to be here. The Cavs want him here. I know that we're going to start getting into aprons. So I got to start caring about that, right? That's honestly, the things that teams make you talk about and act like, for instance, in Cleveland, I have to embrace this idea of trading good players for the Guardians every 6 years because the economics in baseball suck. If you're a Guardians fan, or if you're a Royals fan, or if you're a Rays fan, I have to embrace that because otherwise I just couldn't be a fan of the team. Francisco Lindor was the most hyped prospect of the last 30 years, probably since Manny Ramirez or Jim Thome. That's the level of hype we had for Frankie Lindor. Frankie came here, and I know towards the end, and honestly, since he got paid, he hasn't been the guy he was at his absolute peak in Cleveland. But I had to come out and be like, yeah, I guess it's time to trade Lindor. You got to get value. You realize how much it sucks when you want to talk about your team, when you're like, like the Tigers, I just mentioned it. Oh, we got to get value for Skubal. Or what if we did something really outrageous? What if we tried to win? Like, what if fans could just care about winning every single year? Wouldn't that be, isn't that a novel thought? I feel the same way about aprons and talking about, are they going to be a first apron team, a second apron team? If your concern when signing Evan Mobley is how this thing might look 3 years from now, no, that's a Kobe Altman concern. All right? When Kobe wakes from his coma to actually make a move for the Cavs that isn't re-signing one of his two superstars, when Kobe finally comes out of hibernation, that's a Kobe concern. It's not a Nick Wilson concern. I don't give a damn about the go out there, spend money, win me a title. But I think it's interesting because I just put this up and Nick Wilson says, have you given up on Evan Mobley being the best player on a Cavs playoff team within the next 3 years? And about 56% of people say no, 44% of people say yes. I don't think we're that far off. Listen, Donovan sets a high bar because Donovan is a top 15 player. And it might not look the way we thought it was going to look. But if you're selling Evan Mobley stock, I'll buy everything you got on the cheap. All right, this is Apple before Steve Jobs came back. This is like when Blockbuster could have owned Netflix for $1 million in 2000. And 5 years later, it's like 10 years later, Blockbuster ceased to exist and Netflix was on its very prodigious run to become one of the biggest streaming services in America. I'll take this. I'll take that low stock option bet on Evan Mobley. But it was interesting because, and if you think I'm just coming up with this or that this is a straw man, if you think because, you know, somebody else on this show isn't actively running down Evan Mobley that I might be making any of this up, I'm going to give you a taste. This is one caller, Alex in Cleveland, who called into Baskin and Phelps today, and this is the bar he now sets for Evan Mobley.
Alex in Cleveland.
Maybe the scheme for Mobley is not correct. And but then also I say this here. He might not have the dog in because he might not be built that way.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And you know what? He reminds me of a player like that we had before. He reminds me of Hot Rod Williams. And if he could play like Hot Rod Williams, if he can get you 16 and 10, that'd be okay. And that's the kind of player we need. But right now, I don't think he has the dog in him. And that's something maybe he needs to learn over a period of time.
I love this, does he have the dog in him conversation. I also love when everybody proclaims they have the dog in him. Oh, I got that dog in him. And then most don't. I do that. There's a reason why there are top 25 NBA players and top 15 players and top 5 players. You don't get to be a top 20 player and not have that dog in you. Feel very ridiculous saying that phrase repeatedly. But, like Donovan Mitchell, you watch Donovan play, Donovan has command and has a confidence and has a determination about him. And you can see that because he has the ball in his hands 90% of the time. I don't know how you can gauge the dog in somebody if the dude doesn't get the ball till 4 seconds left on the clock, when he's not getting the ball at the elbow, when his opportunities that come on the three-point line sure seem to be somebody's got to shoot it. How about you, Evan? The Cavs have done. And this is why I was very comfortable moving on from J.B. Bickerstaff. I think J.B.'s an okay coach. I think he probably profiles as more of a rebuilding coach. But If you had not traded for Donovan 2 years ago, I'm probably not talking about trading or firing J.B. Bickerstaff this year with the energy, the robust fierceness that I did, because my expectations would have been built off Evan and Darius and not have you been to the Eastern Conference Finals yet. At the same point, the lack of an offensive system and the, hey, let's just go roll the ball out there and you guys will figure it out because you're NBA players. It absolutely hurt Evan Mobley. I think Hot Rod Williams is one of the most underrated. He was one of my favorite players when I was growing up because he did have that dog in him. Because John Williams made more out of his talents than just about anybody in the Cavaliers. So to this day, I think Hot Rod Williams is one of the more underrated players in Cavaliers history. So I don't want this to come across as demeaning Evan Mobley in any way. Or Hot Rod Williams. Specifically Hot Rod Williams. Evan is already a better player than Hot Rod was. Hot Rod wasn't a 16-10 guy. He had a few years that he was a 16-10 guy. For his career, Hot Rod Williams profiled as more of a rotational bench piece. 11 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. That's really good for a 6-man off the bench. Evan Mobley's averaging 16 points a game, 9.5 rebounds per game, 3 assists per game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And the kid is 23. So, I think it's going to look different than it did. I don't think he's a wing. And that's not a developmental problem, guys. That's just not who he is. You can't turn somebody into a wing. So, like, there in terms of skill set, by the time you get to the NBA, can you get a better handle? Sure. Can you get to become a better shooter? LeBron did. Several other players. Can you refine? I mean, look at how Steph is as a shooter now. Steph is probably even a better shooter than he was coming out of college. So you can get better. And I think you can tweak your roles, be a big wing versus a small wing, all that. But in terms of, there's no shame if Evan Mobley's just an elite big. And I think he's on the cusp of that. And I don't know if Evan's ever going to be the best player on a championship team. I don't know. And that's not I'm down on Evan. It's you don't know. If you'd asked me 2 years ago, will LaMelo be the best player on a championship team? I'd say he could be. And the dude has kind of gone Zion. He's been injured or aloof. I no longer really know on LaMelo. I'll be honest with you. Right now, today, we are very confident Anthony Edwards is apparently the biological son of Michael Jordan. One or two seasons where he doesn't take it to the next level, there are going to be people saying, well, is Anthony Edwards a disappointment? And that'll be a dumb conversation. So I don't know if Evan a championship team. But do I think that there is a moment. It might be this year. I don't think this year, but it could be this year. But there might be a moment this year where we look up, and if Kenny Atkinson, I don't know, develops an offense that brings out the best in Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell, that we're starting to look at Evan Mobley as more on the same par as Donovan. And then, once we get to that level, the new level is, let's look at, can Evan become maybe another step? But I don't think Evan has ceased to develop. I don't think Evan's trajectory is hot rod John Williams at 23 years old. I also don't know definitively it's Giannis. I don't know definitively it's Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid or Kevin Durant. But that doesn't mean that this kid is some sort of bum or scrub. And I want to say this for like the third time in this hour. Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley have both agreed to sign here long term. And in a year, guys, we could reevaluate and you could decide maybe trading Evan is the way you take the next step. That's hypothetically anything's possible from where we are right now. But Evan and the Cavs and Donovan being in business with each other, I think this should have us all buzzing, not groaning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.